Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm very excited about this hour, people. And you will be too once you recognize A, where we're going, and B, with whom we're speaking. We're going off someplace warm, relaxing, pampering. And given that there are places that have already had snow in the northern part of the U.S., I guess thinking about a warm destination probably does more than just dazzle your imagination. And it gives you some good peace of mind about where you ought to be. And we need to talk about the potential of, can you get there now? Do you have to wait? How long do you have to wait? And if for whatever your reasons are that you have to wait, learn what you need to know so you can start putting together that list of where you want to go the minute you start traveling again. And I suspect the destination we're going to be talking about today is going to be very high on your list, and with very good reason, because the destination is Los Cabos in Mexico, and we're going to go off to the Grand Velas Los Cabos Resort. I have been to two of the Grand Velas properties. One is not far from Puerto Vallarta. If you look at that U-shaped bay in Mexico, that Puerto Vallarta airport is almost in the middle of the U-shape. To the left of the airport is Puerto Vallarta. And I suspect that because it was getting built up, there was more space to the right of the airport. An area developed there about a dozen years ago, maybe a little more than that. And they named it the Riviera Nayarit. And I met the people from tourism, from the Department of Tourism for Riviera Nayarit, at Tianguis, which is a Mexican word for, not a Spanish word, I think it's a Mayan word, for powwow. And anybody interested in buying or selling tourism in Mexico would show up at Tianguis. It was a big deal. And I went many, many years. This one particular year, Riviera Nayarit was making its debut. Nobody ever heard of it because it really was brand new, marketing itself as a tourism destination. And I got very excited about the whole area and decided I have to go and see for myself. And we spent a week. And the first three nights, we were at the Grand Velas Riviera Nayarit. And it was probably still is, a five-star all-inclusive property. And most all-inclusive properties, though they skimp on the food, the presentation is sloppy, the service is not a number one anywhere you go in the world. I mean, it is the rare all-inclusive that does it with perfection. So I was very impressed. And on another visit to Mexico, we were, funny as it happens, we were staying at the Le Blanc in Cancun, where that was also a five-star, all-inclusive, impeccable property under the tutelage of its general manager, Andreas Schmidt, who not only was the general manager, but his background was of being an executive chef, and he ran that place like a Swiss watch. Immaculate, fabulous, wonderful. But as long as we were in Cancun, and it was a hop and a jump from the Riviera Maya, we decided to take a little trip over to see the Grand Velas property there. And we got somebody to give us a site inspection, which means walk me around and let me see things and meet people and whatever. And it was fabulous. And in between there, I got to meet Juan Vela, whose family owns the Grand Velas, the Velas Resorts. And what a marvelous individual he is. As charming, as hospitable, as amazing as he could be. And that's that story. Put that on the side now. We go on from the appetizer to the main course. So I fell in love with the general manager of the Le Banc Hotel in Cancun. Nicest man ever. And he was a doggy person. He told me about his puppy, who was then about 3 months old. Her name was Inca. She was either a golden retriever or a golden lab. When they're that little, they all look alike. Little butterball of a dog. And he wouldn't or couldn't bring her into the hotel to meet me. So at 8 o'clock in the morning, and you know I'm not a morning person. You can get me any time of night. Don't call me early in the morning. I got up early, set the alarm, had a wake-up call to get up early to be out on the beach at 8 o'clock in the morning. And he would meet me out on the beach with his puppy. So I could meet his puppy. And if you go to sabrams.net, sabrams.net, you will find in the photo gallery a picture of me holding this baby doggy that I just wanted to take home with me. She was so darling. And he was very much involved in doing wonderful things, including getting the executive team of the hotel to paint the employees' lounge to make it more sparkling and spanky new looking. Somebody, I don't know if it was on staff or some local artist, had come in and painted this wonderful mural, very Mexican seaside mural, on the walls of the employees' lounge. So even though it was downstairs in the hotel and there were no windows in that room, you felt like you were outside. So the employees had a nice place to be. And when I learned that on Saturday, he and the executive team would be down in this part of the hotel painting the walls for the staff room, I said, oh, I'd love to paint. Can I come? And he said, sure. So I helped paint the room. Now, I haven't seen Andreas Schmidt, the general manager who was overseeing all of that and who had that wonderful little doggy Inca who I fell in love with. Haven't seen or spoken to him in years. But about 3 weeks ago, I want to say, I was reading some travel industry news, and there's always announcements who moved from here to there. And in between all these announcements, I read something about Andreas Schmidt. And my mind says, my Andreas Schmidt? And I read further and checked it out, and indeed, my Andreas Schmidt is now the general manager at the Grand Velas Los Cabos in Mexico. And I can't wait to talk with him, and you, my dear, are lucky enough to sit in on the conversation with me. So fasten your seatbelt, because we're going to be talking with Andreas Schmidt about the Grand Velas Los Cabos right after this.
Guests of Stephanie Abrams travel shows when here in the Berkshires of Western Massachusetts stay at the delightful and trendy boutique Hotel on North. Visit their website at hotelonnorth.com.
So, Andreas, do you have an employee's lounge that could use some painting? It's great to have
Hello,
you on
Stephanie.
With me.
We do have an employee's lounge, but right now it is painted already. So, thank you very much for your help there. But whenever you come, we can schedule a new facelift for our lounge. I'm happy to program something for you.
We had fun that day, didn't we?
It was great. It was very great. It was wonderful. Thank you so much.
Well, how long have you been in Los Cabos?
It is now 3 years and 1 month, actually, exactly.
Like the mail in Mexico, this news traveled very slowly. So
it was a well-kept secret.
Yes, indeed. Well, are you happy?
I'm very happy. I love Cabo. I love the Cabo way of life. I have a wonderful property. I'm very proud to be here. We build up a great team, and it has been a challenging year, of course, but it's great, and we all stick together, and we make little tiny miracles every day.
I'm very happy that you're settled there. When you say whatever it was you just said about where you are now, makes me feel that there are differences between being in Los Cabos and being in Cancun where you were last. So what's the difference? I have never been to Los Cabos. What am I going to notice immediately? And then also, what is subtle about the differences between being in Cancun, being in Los Cabos?
Okay. Basically, the only thing what is similar, both destinations are right on the ocean, and that's about it. And then we start being completely the opposite in almost everything. Cancun has a wonderful Caribbean, Turquoise, ocean, a lot of palm trees, very humid and white sandy beaches, while you get a completely different environment in Cabo, which is where the deserts meet the Pacific Ocean, with this wonderful different dark blue ambience, and then you have the desert with the cactus and the mountains, while in Cancun everything is flat, and it is absolutely stunningly beautiful. But basically both areas.
Okay, we need to take a quick commercial break. We're going to come back and we're going to pick it up from there, people. Clearly, I'm going to learn right along with you because I've never been to Los Cabos, something we have to fix. We'll be right back. Stephanie Abrams here. Don't go away.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm talking with Andreas Schmidt, the general manager of the Gran Velas Los Cabos Resort. Their website is Velas, V-E-L-A-S, velasresorts.com. You'll find a link in the show notes at sabrams.net. And I think the link is also there where the podcasts are. And by the way, if you have a favorite podcaster, just go there. Just you name the podcaster, they podcast our shows. Spotify, iTunes, TuneIn, Breaker, name it. They carry us. So one of the things that I remember so well from the first time I met Andreas at another Mexico all-inclusive property that he ran truly like a Swiss clock was going to the buffet at breakfast or lunch, because dinner, unless you were dying to have a buffet dinner, there were 5 restaurants in this hotel to choose from where you sat down and were served. But when you went to the buffet, it always looked like you that they just opened the doors to the dining room the second, and you were the first one to get to the buffet. There was never a sloppy spoon. There was never a dish with gravy or sauces dripping all over the place. There was never a dish that looked like it was the garbage, not the food, because people had dug around with the knives and forks and messed it all up. And I found that amazing, aside from the fact that the quality of the food was superb. And now you translate like that to Gran Velas, this is what you can expect. It is, everything is so pristine and with an eye for perfection in everything they do. It's remarkable. So I want to talk about the Gran Velas Los Cabos. How many accommodations are there, and how many heads and beds can you accommodate when you're full?
Okay, Granada Los Cabos is a family property, so it's not adults only. You can bring your whole family. We have 307 rooms. Out of those 307 rooms, we have 3 presidential suites, 10 governor suites, and 21 grand glass suites right in front of the ocean.
Wow.
The hotel is featuring 6 a la carte restaurants, an Italian restaurant. We have a 2 Michelin star restaurant, the Cucina de Autor, from our friend and chef Sidney Schultz from Holland. He runs a 2-star Michelin restaurant in Amsterdam. We have an Italian restaurant with an Italian chef from Sicily. We do have a French restaurant with a French chef. A Mexican Velas 10 restaurant, which are flavors in steaks from Baja California. A Mexican restaurant, which is called Frida, was inspired by Frida Kahlo's the menu. What am I missing? We have Cabrilla restaurant, which has a wonderful light seafood dishes, wonderful ceviches, all fresh from the ocean.
Is there an Asian restaurant?
There is no Asian restaurant. That's the only thing what we are missing. But we do have sushi and some Thai options in our Velas 10 restaurant.
Okay.
And then we have the Azul restaurant, which is our breakfast and lunch buffet style, impeccable service like you just described.
Right.
We are very, very proud to be rated as by TripAdvisor this year, 2020, as the best all-inclusive resort in Mexico. We are rated as well by TripAdvisor, same thing, as the best luxury resort in Mexico. And worldwide, we are rated number 3 as the best, top 3 all-inclusive restaurant hotels in the world, and number 7 worldwide in luxury hotels. So these are some achievements which comes together with great service, with a great installations. The architecture of the hotel is stunning. We are featuring 3 pools. If you imagine our rooms, I'm just going to give you the idea. Our smallest suite we have is 1,000 square foot. Small, basically.
Wow.
So this is the smallest room. It's just going to get better. All the rooms are ocean front, so you don't have to. You're not looking at some palm trees or the pool. You're looking right at the ocean from the 1,000 feet.
All right, we literally have 10 seconds left. Is there golf nearby?
Yes, Cabo is a golf destination. Yes. All over golf.
Well, I have to thank you very much for joining us. Come back next week, everybody. Love you all. Stay healthy. We're flying high.
This weather report is brought to you by the Curaçao Tourism Board. The long-range weather forecast for the north coast-to-coast calls for snow, sleet, icy rain, slippery roads, and a wind chill factor well below freezing. The long-range forecast for Curaçao calls for warm and sunny today, warm and sunny tomorrow, next month, and the months that follow, with highs around 86 degrees and lows around 76. Isn't it time to plan your breakaway in Curaçao now? Learn more at Curaçao.com. That's Curaçao.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
On the line with me, live from Los Cabos, Mexico, is a friend that I hardly ever see, but I really hold him with great affection. And that is Andreas Schmidt, the general manager of the Gran Velas Los Cabos Hotel. And if you're just joining us, please note that you've missed a lot today. You really have missed a lot. We have been in Ireland. We have been in the Aran Islands. We have been out at sea, taking a ferry from the west coast of Ireland to the Aran Islands and exploring the western part of Ireland together. And now we're in Mexico by way of radio. Isn't it wonderful? And remember, you can find the podcasts at sabrams.net, people. .com's not happening. sabrams.net.com will take you over to Ask Stephanie at Travelers411, but .com. But that's all. Everything else now is at sabrams.net. And you'll find podcast, archived audio, photo galleries, blogs, the first 23 episodes, soon to be 24, of my TV show. Once everything is broadcast, it goes there for storage, so it's easy for you to get as video on demand. And, there's so much more. Go visit sabrams.net. You'll have a good time. And you'll find the archived audio as well as the podcasts of each show, along with links to the websites of our guests. So you can go and check out everything we talk about and start doing your wish list of where you want to go as soon as you are ready to get up and go. And I think part of that ready to get up and go, it's complicated today. It's not just a matter of finding the time. It's a matter of making sure that everything else in your life is being properly handled at the moment. And as long as you have the financial wherewithal to get up and go, you need to know that wherever you're going is going to be as concerned about your health and safety as you are about your health and safety. So if we can educate you and motivate you to make the decision that you're comfortable with so that you don't have to become the prisoner of Zenda, and you can go places and have some confidence that using your good common sense that mother taught you, you can stay well in a place that cares about the safety of its staff and its guests. And so I'm wondering, Andreas Schmidt, general manager of the Gran Velas Los Cabos, what are you doing to assure the safety of guests and staff during these very difficult times pandemically?
Wow, this is a great question, Stephanie. And yes, I don't know where to begin because we're doing so many things. But let me give you an overview and on what is going on as much as I can remember, because operations are just completely different from what they used to be. We divide it in basically three areas. One is staff. What are we doing for our service providers and how we keep them safe, and we assure that our service providers, all our staff in the hotel is healthy and we don't get any contamination through them. And then we have the part with our guests, how we receive and welcome our guests. And then it's the daily maintenance, what is going on. So let me go briefly through stuff. We have our own transportation, so it starts already with the transportation, picking up our waiters and maids in their neighborhoods where they live, and they will be checked before they enter any transportations. We take their temperatures. We check their.
This is your staff.
This is our staff. Yes, this is goes before they enter the bus. They get temperatures taken. We measure the oxygen levels. They arrive at the hotel. In the hotel, they must change clothes. Then they're gonna go through the disinfection progress before they went in and come into the locker area. Come out of the locker area. We have a medic checking them for any signs. And we even do a smell check. So yeah, imagine what a lot of people are saying. You might not have a temperature. You might feel okay, But one of the most common signs of COVID-19 is a loss of smell. So we have a little bag of garlic or coffee, and we change it once in a while. And they have to smell what is going on. If you don't smell anything, then they go into quarantine right away.
So stop a second. So you put something in a bag. They don't know what it is. So this is like a mystery game, like you'd play with a 5-year-old.
Exactly.
And you say, smell this and tell me what it is. And if they can't smell that it's garlic or coffee or something else with onions or something else with a strong smell, then you know there's a problem. That's fascinating.
It's exactly like this.
That's fascinating. Okay. Tell me more.
Then we have weekly spot checks. We do weekly staff checking. Right now we have about 300 employees, and we're checking every week 50 employees with a PCR exam to make sure that we don't have infected people in our staff. So far, we're doing very well. There's nobody in this hotel who has an infection, so it's 100% safe. And this is basically from our staff side. Then from the hotel side areas, we do have 3 full-time employees. They are going up and down in this disinfecting area. So the room, every guest room will be disinfected after the guest leaves, checks out. And then again, 2 days before the new guests arrive, we will have a complete disinfection again. Then the room will be sealed and nobody else can go and get in this room. So basically, a guest arrives in the room and the room has not been opened 72 hours or 48 hours after disinfection. So there's nothing going on in this room. This is 100% safe. And then all areas, restaurants, pool area, pool chairs in the morning, in the evening, you will see people walking up and down the pool chairs and disinfecting every single pool chair again and again. So honestly, I feel more safe in this hotel than at home.
Wow.
Guest arrival is very easy, actually. People are arriving. They will get we take their temperature. We take their vitals from oxygen levels. We ask them to use a mouth covering in public areas. You can take it off, of course, in the restaurants, in the pool area. But while transiting through the hotel, we ask them to use it. All our staff is using face mask, mouth coverings. They will disinfect their hands before they touch anything. If you get handed out the plate, they will disinfect their hands before they have their alcohol with them. So it is stunning, actually, and we get a lot of comments from all our guests coming from the United States or Canada or wherever they come from. This is incredible. We do so much more than they have seen in any other places, and it's great. So right now we have a lot of people coming in for long stays. We have guests staying for 3 or 4 months with us. They're going to spend Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's with us, and I think it's a great getaway before you get the lockdown somewhere. They come to Cabo and enjoy the safety of Cabo.
Wow, I'm impressed. You know, I have spoken with so many general managers around the world. And I am, you know, there are some that are doing more than others, but clearly you're doing a fabulous job. And are there restrictions currently as it relates to Americans flying in? I mean, how is the air service in terms of number of flights, availability, that kind of thing? And is there anything that Americans need to deal with? in order to visit Mexico? Because, for instance, well, right now, Ireland is on complete lockdown. And the people who live in Ireland, in the Republic of Ireland, are not permitted to go more than 5 kilometers from their where their residence is. And I just spoke with somebody today who told me she had to go from the western part of Ireland to Dublin Airport to pick up somebody. And that's a good three and a half hour drive for her. And she was stopped by police 3 times. And the reason it's easy for the police in Ireland, your license plate has a letter. The first 2 numbers are the year of your car. So if the car says 17D, it means it's a 2017 car and you live in Dublin. It's registered in Dublin. So if you know what the letters are, then you know exactly where the people are from. So if you're, you know, in another county, chances are good you're more than 5 kilometers from home unless you live right at the border of the next county. And she was stopped 3 times. And, you know, if you don't have an essential reason, you get a ticket and an argument and a speech from the local Garda, the police. But is it easy to travel to Mexico right now?
Mexico, right, it is very easy, actually. So what is going on? You can travel into Mexico without any problems for coming from anywhere. We do have at the airport, we do have the regular checks with temperature checking and making sure that everybody is as healthy as possible. But there are no travel restrictions coming in or going out of Mexico.
Okay, but that's good to know.
So this makes it a lot easier. Air connectivity to Cabo is actually picking up. We're getting, instead of less flights, we're getting more flights. And this is one thing what we have to understand about Cabo. Cabo is it's a completely different destination than most of the destinations in Mexico. Cabo is a luxury destination. The resorts are not stick one next to the other. There's a lot of space. So if you want to walk the beach from our resort right now, you would walk at least 15 minutes. You have to do a very well a good beach walk until you reach the next property. Nightlife is restricted, so there is no nightlife going on. The discotheques are closed right now for safety reasons. Local restaurants are working at 40% capacity, just as in our resort as well. We have the social distancing going on pool with on restaurants and everything. But
okay, we're going to take a quick break. We have to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back because I want to talk specifically for 5 minutes about your property itself. So we'll be right back, people. Don't leave me. Stephanie Abrams here.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am truly, truly, sincerely overjoyed to have Andreas Schmidt on the line with me. He is and has been for the last few years the general manager of the wonderful Gran Velas Los Cabos Resort in Los Cabos, Mexico. And I know it's wonderful without ever having been there because I have been to 2 other properties owned by the Vela family. And the other 2 Gran Velas properties that I visited, one I stayed in on the Riviera Maya in Mexico, and the other I just did a half a day. I spent touring around the property and visiting the executive chef and the people that make the property tick, and oh, how beautiful that is. And I've had the privilege of meeting Señor Juan Vela, of the Velas family that owns these properties, and talk about hospitable and understanding the need to not only pamper the guests, but anticipate the needs of the guests before the guest even knows they need something. That's the kind of place you want to go to. And I have such wonderful, fond memories of the telephone conversations prior to my going to Andreas Schmidt's last place where he was a general manager, and marveling at the job he did there, because he was beauty in motion. And that was a demanding property as well. So you took yourself from Cancun and you went to Los Cabos. And what was your, when you went to the Grand Velas Los Cabos, Andreas, had you been there before? You are in the process of interviewing for the job or considering the position or being offered the job, or was the first time you were there part of that transactional, let me see if this is a good fit for me and let them see if I'm a good fit for them?
The Grand Velas Los Cabos, I did not know the property. I knew the, of course, I know the, knew the Grand Velas brand very well. They're very well recognized in Mexico as the top as one of the top hotel companies in Mexico. I was at the time not with LeBlanc anymore. I took a year and made something. I took a different step. I worked with a different company as a quality and brand manager for company worldwide. I was traveling a lot. I went to South America, to Europe, and it was fun, but it was a lot of traveling. And then Mr. Vela basically called me and said if I'm interested to join the company. I heard about the Cabo property. I saw some pictures of the Cabo property before they called me, and it is stunning. It looks stunningly beautiful on the images, and they did a really good job with the construction. It was really fast what they did. And then we had a few meetings, and basically we just clicked, and it just fit their vision of where they want to be with the property, and my vision of what is being a luxury property and what it needs, and it was just a perfect fit. So I didn't even have to go to Cabo. I said okay, I'm ready to do it. I want to do it, and I always wanted to go to Cabo. I heard great things about Los Cabos. So we had this few meetings, and 3 weeks later, I was flying. I packed my bags and I flew into Cabo.
Wow. So if I'm not misinterpreting what you presented there, it sounds like the first time you were in Cabo was when you went to start the new job. Is that right?
No, I knew Cabo before.
Okay.
I've been to Cabo a few times for different situations. There was a little consulting. There was another opportunity a few years ago where I interviewed, but I really did not like this, it just didn't work out. So now it was a perfect fit, and I said, okay, after almost 20 years in Cancun, let's do something different. And sometimes it's great to change destinations, do something different, meet new people, and it has been really great.
Yeah, well, that keeps you thinking on your toes and alive. We're going to take a quick break and come right back. Don't leave me. This is Stephanie Abrams talking about Los Cabos, Mexico. Don't go away.